Moment of silence for the champions, for those who love the fourth quarter. I love the ninth inning, I love game seven. Bring on the competition, cause in my heart can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down, won't stop me, never.
Alright, we're back in the pod. It's been a few days between drinks.
Yeah, bit over a week.
Yeah, we're reconvened. How you been? Alright?
Yeah, it's been alright. Just easy going. Yeah, took a break.
Easy money slapper.
Went out for lunch when you weren't around, so yeah, couldn't do anything.
I know, but...
you were partying it up somewhere else, somewhere warm.
That's it. But look, I caught up on the news, man. But the biggest thing I want to talk about, just a couple of days ago, I was a bit bored, and I thought I'd tune into Ball in the Family.
Yeah.
Big LeVar's documentary, man. Reality TV, not documentary, reality TV. It's all right. Did you watch it?
I watched, I think, one episode.
Yeah.
There's a few more.
There's a few there, but I was pretty impressed with just the setup, how the family's run, and the fact that LeVar's like a great dad, right? He's probably... I think someone made the comment that he's the black father that's always around. Do you know what I mean? So it's an interesting one. And look, he's led the way for the family. And Lonzo himself has been like an amazing older brother, right? And there's this segment I thought captured the whole thing where Lonzo and Melo and Jello and LeVar are all in a hotel room in New York. Sadly, their mother couldn't be there because she had some health issues. And Lonzo's just about to go to the draft, and like LeVar's like, "Yo, don't y'all want to be just like Lonzo, man? Look at him, look what he's done. You know, you've been this amazing role model for your brothers. Don't you kids want to be the same kind of thing?" So
yeah, it's just like talking him up, you know, to his younger brothers, and so they sort of look up to him as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you look at that and you compare him to like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's like, just shits all over that shit.
Yeah, at least there's a bit more substance here, right? They've got a skill. and they didn't get famous through a sex tape, so...
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. So LiAngelo Ball's gone to UCLA following his big brother.
Yep.
Lonzo's obviously heading to the Lakers, and little LaMelo Ball, man. They reckon he's the best out of the three, actually.
LaMelo, yeah, they did.
So, they actually think, like, the brothers themselves say he's probably the most skilled as well. And the crazy part was just a couple of days ago, LeVar bought Melo a friggin' Lambo.
Yeah, so Lamborghini.
At 16. Crazy shit, huh? And he's got some hot new shoes out as well, like Melo ones. And it's actually a good-looking shoe. It's nothing like the... gardening shoes Chef Curry put out.
Yeah.
They look better than LeBron's.
LeBron's are ugly, yes, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So, nah, man, I'm actually really impressed by their family, and they're disrupting the entire shoe game, the sneaker game, right?
Yeah, well, they pushed back a $30 million deal just to put out their own brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, look, we were just talking about a pre-air. I reckon they're going to, one day they'll probably get bought out for like $500 million or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they just keep growing and growing.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, shout out to Big LeVar Ball, man, if you're out there. Big baller.
Yeah, man, you did well. love the way their shoes look, but I still won't pay $400 for them.
Yeah, well, one, I can't afford it. That's probably the main thing.
That's the main thing, right?
Yo, LeVar, man, send us some free sneakers, man. We gave you a plug. That would be nice. Any other cool shoes out at the moment?
Did you have a look at the Kyrie ones?
Nah, man, I'm off Kyrie these days, dude.
So he released ones. It was like a tribute to Bruce Lee / Kobe.
Bruce Lee / Kobe?
Yeah, so they were the yellow and black. Okay. And they're in the style of the Mamba shoes. So they're looking a little bit like Kobe's ones, like it's got the Lunar Glide, the wrap and everything, and they actually look quite nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they look like the snake?
No. The other ones were the new Jordans. They're pure red.
Yeah.
And they look quite good as well.
Yeah, I like actually red basketball shoes. They're pretty cool. Yeah.
I think everything's red about it, and you can still see the Lunar Glide, the wrap around it, and it's just underneath it is just a different color.
Cool.
But yeah, as I was saying earlier, the LeBrons is just a big black blob of shit.
Honestly though, like LeBron's shoes, visually, I've actually never really liked them.
Yeah.
But a lot of the players say that it's actually a really comfortable shoe. Like Draymond wears his shoe.
Yeah, I think you've got to be a bigger type person to wear those shoes.
Big man shoes.
Yeah, I found them a bit too heavy when I got these. What did I get? I get his first ones second ones back in the day.
Damn, not made for us heavy. little men.
No.
Right, yeah, cool. But hey, man, if I had a spare 400, 500, I'd definitely get those Mellow Ball ones. That's crazy. So we didn't really get to talk about the Kyrie trade once it got finalized. Any sort of final thoughts on it? Because I got to say, first up, soon as I think you told me what happened, my initial thoughts were Cavs lost, just.
Yeah.
And this is before I knew about Thomas's injury as well. So, I mean, that was my gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And now I definitely feel like they lost out in the trade. Because it's freaking Kyrie, man. Kyrie's going to be taking that last shot. He's a great offensive player. So, I don't know what you think.
Yeah, like, I still think they're still planning around... Yeah, life without LeBron,
because
it's like they know he's gonna go.
Yeah,
but there's still talks about what else can they do to try and keep him there.
Yeah,
I still think they're a better team overall if Thomas is healthy.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing.
If he's not gonna play until All-Star like they're saying. That's
a rough deal, man.
It is a rough deal.
That's Derrick Rose and Jose Calderon as your point guard. I mean, no disrespect to Derrick Rose. He might have a great year or whatever, or great at this stage of his career. But, you know, it's going to be a rough year because LeBron's going to have to take the load a lot in terms of playmaking and Jose Calderon to back up. So, I don't know. It's a tough one. But this pick, right? Is this pick going to turn out to be 1, 2, 3, or 4? Or is it going to be, like, between 5 and 10? There's a big difference there as well.
Yeah. They reckon it'll be at least minimum 5. So it'll be 1 to 5. Because they don't expect the Nets to be, you know.
Unless
any good.
Jaylen just goes off.
Yeah, well, I don't see that happening. Not with the team.
How many times have we mentioned Jaylen on this pod?
Nearly every week, I reckon. Jay, like, he's good and all, but I don't know if he's going to be able to be the number one offense.
Yeah.
Previously, he had Lopez there, which he's not now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no point talking about the Brooklyn Nets. But, I think the Celtics, they'll be a great offensive team with Hayward and Kyrie and Horford there as well. They probably lose a fair bit of defense.
But what do they have in terms of their bench as well? So they're going to have to rotate players, or they're going to have all three of them playing 38 plus minutes.
I mean, they lost Avery Bradley as well, right? If they knew this trade was going to go down, they probably would have tried to hold on to Avery Bradley.
Yeah, so. And they lost Olynyk as well, so he took up minutes.
Olynyk the clinic.
Yeah. The second dirtiest player in the game.
That's after the nut kicker. So we'll wait and see. I mean, first game is Celtics versus Cavs, so I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more as we get there. So we just touched on the trade rumors for Cavs. I heard they're trying to flip the Brooklyn pick and Kevin Love for Anthony Davis to try and entice LeBron to stay. How crazy would that be?
That would be a crazy trade.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but who do you value more, KD? K Love.
Yeah.
Or Iman Shumpert.
Oh yeah, I mean, look, They're not gonna trade Anthony Davis or Iman Shumpert in a first round pick. Like, that's not gonna happen. There's no freaking way that would go down. But they'll have to think about potentially two first round picks and Kevin Love for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
You'd probably pull the trigger, right? So that's, I reckon that could go down. I don't know. And Anthony Davis has signed up for another 4 years or something like that. So it's not like he's going to run away too. If he comes on board, he comes on board. So that'd be pretty crazy. And Boogie as well, right? Like, what's the proposal there with Boogie?
Well, the proposal was Shumpert.
Shump.
The first round pick.
Yeah.
And
I think that's it, yeah?
I think that was it.
Because it's his last season, Boogie's last season. So, yeah, I mean, looking like the Pelicans are one of their primary trade partners.
Oh, I think they were talking about Fry as well, but I think they let him go. Yeah.
They let Shannon Fry go?
I don't think they signed him because, yeah, I think I saw something around Fry not being there.
Interesting. We'll have a look. Because I think he had about 10 mil left as well. Same with Shump.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 11 mil if he opts in next year. Oh, next year, it's worth 11 mil.
If I was Channing Frye, I'd be like, where do I sign? Yeah. Where do I sign? So.
And then there's talk of, like D Wade, potentially. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going, oh yeah, the Bulls are going to just sign off, wave him and pay him out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, it's money, right? It's money they don't have to spend if they don't wave him off.
Shit,
and, man. You know, who guarantees that they're going to do it?
Yeah. That's it. So, yeah, he's a chance as well. So, we'll wait and see. I mean, training camp's, like, not far away now as well, right? So,
yeah
before training camp, we'll definitely, on the lead up to the games, we'll definitely go through all the teams and figure out, you know, what to look for and strengths, weaknesses, all that kind of stuff. KD's been in the news a little bit. He's fully in with Bill Simmons, I've noticed, actually.
He was a special guest on the Ringer podcast.
Yeah, that's like the second or third time he's been in with Bill. And what I loved about it was KD dissing Under Armour.
Yeah.
He's pretty much like, I'm sorry, but no one wants to wear Under Armour shoes. And I was like, if I was Steph, man, I'd be like, this dude is fully moving in on my shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so KD's staying relevant. And the other thing I just saw today was Houston was sold for $2.2 billion.
Yeah. Is that like the standard, you reckon? What do they pay for the Clippers?
Clippers is $2 billion, I think. Yeah. So man, these franchise value is pretty crazy these days. So nice little return, I'm guessing, for the owner.
Yeah.
What's
better, though, Rockets or Clippers? Which would you pay?
Clippers is probably a bigger market, right? I'd probably take the Clippers. For sure. And NBA 2K, you're the expert.
Yeah. I can't wait for it to get released. It'll be coming out soon.
See, it's still isn't released. They're just releasing these ratings and shit to build up.
So, apparently, the whole Magic list got released in terms of their ratings, and fans aren't going to be happy because they're pretty shit.
Magic, what is?
Yeah, there's also Atlanta. Atlanta are pretty shit. I think their team average was like 79 or something.
Oh yeah.
And their best player was Dennis Schroeder at 80.
Dennis Schroeder, jeez, you're not going to win a lot of games because Dennis Schroeder is the best player.
Well, they did just get Dwight Howard as well, but he's not much better. He's at 81.
Mm. Okay.
And you look at them and you're like, well, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You're saying Atlanta's best player, you got someone who's there, played so many games, so many seasons, been in finals, in Schroeder, but got LeVar Ball, oh no, LeVar, Lonzo Ball saying he's better.
Yeah. Oh, so he's got a higher rating.
He's got the exact same rating. It's 80. For someone who's never played a game.
Yeah.
Straight away, you're saying he's better.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him play because I think he'll be great offensively, great passer. I don't know if he can play in defense. But
that's why you really want to see him in a real game situation.
Yeah, man.
Rather than some like summer league, yeah, it's kind of like your big three.
Mm. That's it. That's it. But yeah, well, let me know how the game goes, man. When it all comes out, because I know you're keen on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Tune in next week, guys. Thanks for listening in.
Subscribe, guys.
Adios.